This contestant will be, sorry about that, Rasil Khan, and he'll be talking about Muslims in professional sports. Rasil.
Assalamu alaikum, respected elders, brothers and sisters. My name is Rasil Khan. The topic of my speech is Muslims in professional sports. Although there are many great Muslim sportsmen in history, but today I'm going to shed light on two sportsmen that, in my opinion, are the greatest. I love sports, and I'm sure a lot of people over here do too. One of the sports I love is basketball. There are many aspects of the game, physical, mental, and emotional. And if you conquer all of them, you are truly a great player. One such player comes to mind when I say that, Hakeem Abdul-Olajuwon. Born January 21st, 1963, he was born to a middle-class family in Nigeria. He credits his parents with instilling virtues of hard work and discipline into him and his siblings. They taught us to be honest, hard, work hard, respect our elders, and believe in ourselves. He started playing basketball at the age of 15 and knew that the game was for him. He went to the University of Houston when he got older. In his sophomore and junior years, he helped the Cougars advance to consecutive NCAA championships games, where they lost to North Carolina State on a last-second tip-in in 1983 and Georgetown team in 1984. Hakeem Olajuwon won the 1983 NCAA and Tournament Player of the Year award, even though he played for the losing team in the final game. He is today the last player from the losing side to be granted this honor. His religion, Islam, dominates his life. Clyde Drexler, his teammate, said in 1995, Olajuwon was still recognized as one of the league's elite centers, despite his strict observance of Ramzan, which occurred during virtually every season of his career. And in 1995, he was named NBA Player of the Month in February, even though Ramzan began on February 1st of that year. A devout Muslim, Hakeem's faith comes first. His words show his Islamic philosophy. When we lost the NCAA and NBA Finals, I did not dwell on the disappointment, because I knew I did my best. If it was meant to be, then it would have happened. When things don't go as well as expected, it's part of fate. Everything is a test. That's the beautiful thing about Islam, that now you have patience, you have better understanding, and you avoid things like the temptations of the American society. So you play more freely, you enjoy the game more, and you put everything in perspective. He won Rookie of the Year in 1984 over fellow collegians and NBA stars such as Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and John Stockton. Another great Muslim sportsman I want to recognize is Muhammad Ali. Born as Cassius Clay, he was an American boxer and 3 times world heavyweight champion, and is widely considered one of the greatest heavyweight boxers of all time. As an amateur, he won a gold medal in the light heavyweight division at the 1960 Summer Olympics. Originally known as Cassius Clay, Ali changed his name after joining the Nation of Islam in 1964, subsequently converting to Islam in 1975. In 1967, Ali refused to be conscripted into the U.S. military based on his religious beliefs and opposition to the Vietnam War. He was arrested and found guilty on draft evasion charges. Stripped of his boxing title, his boxing license was suspended. He suffered only 5 losses, 4 decisions, and 1 total knockout by retirement from the bout, with no draws in his career, while amassing 56 wins, 37 knockouts, and 19 decisions. Ali was well known for his unorthodox fighting style, which he described as float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. In later life, Ali developed Parkinson's disease because of the numerous hits to his head. He has appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated 37 different occasions, only second to Michael Jordan. Now an orthodox Muslim, Ali has founded the Muhammad Ali Islamic Foundation, a publishing house for Islamic books. When asked in an interview, what advice do you give to young people who are under pressure to compromise their beliefs to be popular? He simply replied, stay strong, read the Quran, pray, praise Allah, these things will help you. So there you have it. 2 great Muslims who put their faith, Islam, before everything else. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Russell.